You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey everyone, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Alan DeBog, chef and owner of Boutros Restaurant, located in Brooklyn, New York. Today I'm coming to you live from my mom's kitchen, and we're going to be going over one of our favorite dishes at the restaurant, our crispy Brussels sprouts with spiced almond butter. Today we're going to go through all the ingredients, all the equipment, and you could also find this recipe on food52.com. So for today's recipe, the equipment you're going to need is a food processor, an electric fryer or a stovetop fryer, a cutting board, a knife, a strainer, a saute pan, a spatula, and a bowl. Now for the ingredients, some may not be staples in your kitchen, but I recommend that they do. We're going to need freshly ground almond butter, 16 ounces of it, 4 ounces of tahini, 16 ounces of water, 3 ounces of honey, 3 ounces of sesame oil, 1 tallspoon of toasted and ground allspice, 1 tablespoon of Aleppo pepper, 1 tablespoon of salt, and 1 tablespoon of thyme. Now for the garnish of this dish, you're going to need some dry cranberries, dry harissa spice that you can find in some specialty stores, honey, salt, almonds, and canola or vegetable oil for frying. So now that we've got everything together, I like to start with making the almond butter just because it's shelf stable and it can sit in the counter and be ready whenever we're ready to work with it. So first we're going to start with our food processor and we're going to scrape in our almond butter. Make sure you use the spatula. You don't want to waste or lose any of that delicious almond butter that you spend time preparing or buying and spending money. After we add your almond butter, add the honey. Again, use your spatula because you don't want to waste any of those ingredients. We're going to add the tahini. We're going to add the sesame oil, your cayenne pepper, your allspice, your salt, and your Aleppo pepper. I usually don't add the water until we start the mixing process. So once your RoboCoupe starts going, or your food processor starts going, I definitely recommend you slowly drizzle your water in as that process is going. That way it helps emulsify your almond butter and incorporates all the flavors. All right, so now that you got your almond butter all emulsified and mixed in your food processor, it's time to scrape it into a bowl and reserve it for your service or for your next step. So now that we got our almond butter ready, we're gonna set up this deep fryer or electric fryer or stovetop fryer and your saute pan for your toasting of your almonds. So now that we got that process going, I'm just gonna heat up the oil. And while the oil's heating up, we're gonna get into processing our Brussels sprouts and cleaning them and setting them up so we could get them frying. So for the Brussels, just like cabbage, you usually wanna take out the first outer layer, and there's usually a little stub on the bottom. It's a little darker brown. There's nothing wrong with eating it or leaving them on, but I like to clean those off and take the first layer of your Brussels sprouts off. All right, so I already cleaned some Brussels sprouts and peeled off some of the top layers and leaves. What I like to usually do is there's multiple kinds of Brussels sprouts. There's baby Brussels that are much smaller, And then there's larger Brussels. There's purple Brussels sprouts. We're just using regular green everyday Brussels sprouts, so larger versions. But for frying, I definitely recommend you cut them in half. If you're using the baby Brussels sprouts, you could keep them whole. But again, you could cut them in half and deep fry those as well. All these kinds of ingredients, it really comes down to how you like them cut, how you want to present them, how big the Brussels sprout do you want on the table, and how big of a bite. So now that we've got our Brussels sprouts cut and clean, now we're going to wait for our canola or vegetable oil to heat up in our fryer and the oil to heat up in our saute pan for our crispy almonds that we're going to use for garnish. So this, we're just going to use this time to take a little break, and we'll see you back in a few minutes. Everyone, this is Play Me a Recipe, and I'm Alan DeBog, bringing you back to making our crispy Brussels sprouts with spiced almond butter. I like to do the almond garnish first. That gives us a little more time to get the oil heated up for our Brussels sprouts to be fried in. So in the small saute pan that I had you guys have out, we're adding a little canola oil and bringing that up to heat. And then we're going to add our almonds. You could use sliced almonds, slivered almonds, whole almonds, ground almonds. It really comes down to whatever you like. But you just want them to turn golden. And we'll get that process going now. All right, so now that we've got our almonds starting to get a golden color, we could start checking the frying oil for our Brussels sprouts. So again, I recommend you don't overcrowd your fryer for your Brussels sprouts. Brussels tend to have a lot of water, so there is definitely going to be a lot of splashback. So if you have a splash guard or like a cover for your pan or a piece of aluminum foil, I recommend you just have that nearby. You don't want to get hit by any oil splashing back at you. Now we're going to get into adding our Brussels to the oil. So I like my oil to be around 350 degrees for my Brussels sprouts. You don't want it much more than that. Again, your oil is going to burn and it's going to give it an off flavor. Plus, if you get any hotter, any of the water vapors from your Brussels sprouts could catch fire, and that's something we don't want in our kitchen at home. So now that my oil's around 350, usually for electric fryers, you could just set it at that. At home, if you just have a stovetop fryer, you could set up a thermostat or thermometer. But again, if you're not comfortable deep frying, you could also shallow fry, just like you'd fry chicken cutlet or something else. So now I'm going to drop my Brussels sprouts into the fryer and get that process going. So while these Brussels are frying, it should take about 3 or 4 minutes. I just want to give you a little background about this dish and me. So Boutros is a modern Middle Eastern restaurant where we try to incorporate American ingredients and Middle Eastern influences. We're taking French techniques, Italian techniques, Asian techniques, and intertwining with all these flavors and spices and dishes that, you know what, people are really come comfortable to eating at home, in restaurants, and are just familiar. We like to intertwine familiar flavors with unfamiliar flavors, and it just creates a whole other dynamic and a whole other way of looking at food. Tying in my Middle Eastern influence comes from my background and my upbringing. I come from a Lebanese Syrian household, so Aleppo pepper really hits home for me because that's where my father was born and raised. Intertwining allspice and all these other flavors come from my mom and her Lebanese cooking style. So all these flavors really got to intertwine into how I cook and how I perceive dishes every day. I really want to invigorate people's palates and really introduce them to what really can go on in a kitchen and really how you could spice up something so simple and so approachable in other ways than just how you're used to doing it. It's time to have fun with your food, and that's how I approach it. So now that I gave you a little background of where this inspiration of this dish came from, and actually, now we're gonna actually stop the cooking process for our almonds. Our almonds, you just want them to be a little golden, nothing too dark because it gets bitter. So you just want a light brown color. And enough
cooking time that they crisp through and get a little extra toasted. You want that nuttiness to really come through in the dish. Even though you got a lot of almond butter, a little extra texture to add to the dish never goes a long way and never hurts. And now that our Brussels sprouts have gotten this beautiful golden color, we've been frying for about 3 to 4 minutes. Again, you could fry depending how you like them. If you like them a little cooked more, cooked a little less, it really comes down to you. But I definitely recommend you keep the fire and the temperature of your frying oil pretty consistent so they cook through and cook evenly. So now that I'm done frying my Brussels sprouts, I'm gonna pull that out of the oil and let them drain slightly. So now that I got my Brussels sprouts strained, I'm going to add them to a bowl. You could have them put into a bowl with a little paper towel just to drain some of the excess of the water. Or if you have a frying basket, let them just drip some of that excess oil out. But I definitely recommend that you season them once they are still hot. So for seasoning, I just do a quick pinch of salt, a pinch of the dry harissa spice. I throw in some dry cranberries and I drizzle some honey. That way it allows everything to really coat it. Once we've added all that, I take some of our almonds that we've toasted up, toss those on top as well, and I do a quick stir and mix them all really nicely so that the honey, the spices, the salt, everything incorporates really well with it. With all the Brussels sprouts and all those flavors intertwined. And this hasn't even gotten to the part where we add the almond butter, but try a piece without the almond butter and let me know what you guys think. Because honestly, there's a lot of flavor packed into this and you haven't even gotten to the best part yet. All right, so now that we got our Brussels sprouts seasoned, cranberries, almonds tossed in, the harissa, salt, now we're gonna plate it. I like to do it at the restaurant is put some almond butter at the base of the plate. It, again, you don't have to follow this. You could add your almond butter to the bowl where you had it all your seasoning and then mix that in. Or you can put it on the base of the plate like I like to do at the restaurant so that way the guests can really find the flavors as they go and everything melts together depending on how they like their bite. For me, I like my Brussels sprouts to, I could taste them in their base form where it's tossed in the honey, or I could taste them with a little bit of almond butter. So that just makes the dish a little more fun and you could approach it how you want. So now that we're gonna just put the Brussels sprouts over the almond butter, and again, really depends on how you like it. You could add more spice, harissa spice, you could add less. Really comes down to the flavor you want to achieve. But now we got our crispy Brussels sprouts with spiced almond butters, garnished with toasted almonds, cranberries, harissa, and love. Your Brussels sprouts should look golden brown. Your almond butter should really intertwine all those flavors that you incorporated into it. Your garnishes should be nice and toasted and incorporated into the dish. As long as all the flavors are coming together, there's no wrong way and there's no right way. So I hope you guys enjoy this. You can find me on Instagram at Chef Alan DeBog or in the kitchen at Boutros. I really appreciate all the time you guys had spending with me and listening to me. So thanks for letting me play you a recipe today. Hope to hear from you guys soon.